The idea would give faculty and academic staff the same kind of collective bargaining rights held by other state employees. They would not be able to strike, but they would be able to bargain over wages and hours. UW-Platteville Professor Raymond Spoto is a longtime advocate of the idea and is a past president of the Association of University of Wisconsin Professionals. He says the rights would not be granted automatically. It would be up to faculty at each individual UW campus to vote on whether they want to bargain their contracts.
If you wanted to quote me on anything, I would say I'm not even sure we should. But I know one thing, I'm sure we should have the right to vote on it.
Spoto says without that right, UW administration will never take the existing faculty governance system seriously. The UW system has taken no official stance on the plan, other than to say it could cost the state roughly $2 million extra each year. The chair of the state's Assembly Higher Education Panel says he's not sure what the price tag would be, but Republican Stephen Noss says there would have to be trade-offs.
And that means that tenure disappears. That is a protection you have granted to you right now without collective bargaining, but you don't have both.
Spoto says it doesn't have to be an either-or situation, since several public universities in other states offer faculty both tenure and collective bargaining rights. Faculty collective bargaining proposals have been introduced repeatedly at the state capitol, but Spoto says this is the first time one has been included in the budget. Noss says that's the wrong place for a policy like this, since lawmakers and the public won't be able to give it the kind of scrutiny it deserves. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.